Prepare
yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us for this live Sunday edition. I'm here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I do live talk radio 6 days a week because there's so much news and information unfolding on a daily basis. The websites are prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv, jonesreport.com, infowars.net. Why do I have so many websites? Well, I have a rule. Every time we get a real hack, a real attack that is successful, we like to expand what we're doing. We like to always start a new website and put a new webmaster over it with their own perspective and information. And because this was such a massive attack we sustained yesterday, I've always lived up to this promise. We will be launching two new websites in the next month. Yes, two. I even called a very well-known individual that runs a website that I've been wanting to work with for a while, and I think it looks like I'm going to go ahead and just hire him to come on over to the team and run a whole new website. It's kind of like you attack one of our sites, and of course it's only down about 10 hours off and on. Well, we just divide and like a cell, and boop. But I've decided now we're going to double the growth each time we're attacked. Now, why are hackers attacking prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, JonesReport.com simultaneously, and then of course we are change.org, not because it's not my website, but because I promote them and they're affiliated with me as freelance reporters out there and now caught fire across the country, and hundreds of others have started their own We Are Change groups. That was what I wanted to do from the beginning. That's the answer here, not Alex Jones as some leader, but others becoming leaders and moving against the New World Order. Instead, people always want to tell me that I need to then follow them and do what they say. No, 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 no. I create more organizations. That's what I do. We'll talk about massive web censorship, not just against my websites, but against the alternative media, period, today, that we're seeing from MySpace, Dig, Wikipedia, you name it. And we'll be talking about that coming up in the second hour today. It dovetails with the fact that the Browns up in New Hampshire, the couple that's gotten national attention from CNN to Fox News to Coast AM, where they have been convicted supposedly of tax evasion, of not paying taxes to the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve System. And so they're saying, no, we're going to stay here in our wooded home, and you can come and get us. Well, last night, 20 minutes after, different websites owned by different people were simultaneously hacked. And a lot of folks, when they have web traffic problems or don't pay their bills or don't know what they're doing with a website, claim they were hacked. I mean, we see this a dime a dozen. And no, ladies and gentlemen, we have the login. We have where they were bouncing from, which servers they were bouncing off of. Where the attacks came from, specifically what the orders were, the back door into the servers, which normally government has. Occasionally, higher quality hackers are able to get those back door keys. And so simultaneously with a big event at the Browns' home last night, which could trigger, some have said, including the Southern Poverty Law Center that studies this, because they're trying to provocateur it, they have said this could trigger some type of national insurrection or some type of national conflagration. And that's what the bad boys want on the New World Order side. They don't want to fight this thing peacefully and have it be a fight for liberty and the republic on a level playing field of intellectual ideas and information. They want to censor and cheat and stage terror attacks and blame it on patriot groups, as the feds did with Oklahoma City bombing. And we're trying to avert this and stop this from happening. When we break here in a few minutes, we're going to get Ed and Elaine Brown on about what happened at their home last night. I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. It's shots were fired. I'll just tell you that happened. But before we go there, stocks continue their massive slide Thursday and Friday, a 500-point drop on news of a weakening dollar and stocks dropping close to 20% in June, and that is stocks on building stocks, and then, of course, over a 20% drop with housing sales nationwide in June. We're just now getting the numbers for June, generally about a month after is when you get those. And it looks like the numbers may even be worse once July elapses in the middle of next month when we actually get those housing numbers. So we'll talk about what's really happening with the economy a little bit later. Also, a free speech issue. This happened to a fella about a month ago, and I tried to get him on the show. It was all over the newspapers where it happened to him, but his lawyer basically told him not to. And now it's happened again. This is out of the Asheville Citizen-Times. Couple arrested for flying upside-down U.S. flag. And, of course, that was just, they were Ron Paul supporters, and they had signs up saying America's in distress. North American Union's taking over. The signs even said this is not a sign of disrespect, trying to explain to the idiots. You got to love these folks that want to ban any type of, quote, desecration of the flag. They don't care if it's made by Chinese slaves. They love that. Desecrated, totally. They don't care if places fly them till they fall apart. What they care about, and they don't care if the country that the flag symbolizes and the Bill of Rights are literally ending right now. What they care about is just the symbol, and it says it right here in the paper. The cop came to their house, beat both of them up, and took them to jail. I mean, he knocked on the door, beat them up, and took them to jail. And you're going to see more and more of this as ignorant Americans, very low-grade morons, wonder why the economy is getting bad, why things are falling apart. The mainline media is going to say, well, it's these people. It's those that don't go along with the homeland. It's all their fault. So I'm going to be interviewing them coming up Monday or Tuesday. We're working on that, but we'll tell you about that report. Also, scientists breed the world's first mentally ill mouse, Times of London. We'll tell you why that's so important. But the really big news of the day is what's happening with the Browns because of what that could turn into and how that could widen. And then after we talk to Ed and Elaine Brown coming up in the next segment, new evidence clearly indicates Pat Tillman was executed. Now, this is old news for our listeners, that he was murdered. The question, we know he was murdered now, and we've known this since they killed him. The question is, was this ordered up on high by the brass, or was this just a fragging? Now, we knew day one that the colonel who investigated said it looks like foul play and murder. He was told to shut up. The higher-level general, three-star general, has now been demoted for covering that up. The Army coroner said that he had three M16 bullet holes, 223 bullet holes, roughly an inch and a half apart. He was triple tapped at a three burst after being shot repeatedly and begging them and screaming, "I'm Pat Tillman." The executioners came right up on him and shot him directly in the head. Then members of his unit were told to shut up about it. Others, mysteriously, of course, had accidents. And we do know from letters he wrote and things his brother, who was in the same country with him, said, and the letters he wrote to Noam Chomsky and others, he was going to come back and be an anti-war leader. And my gut and all the evidence in past operations they've run shows me that they fragged him from on high, probably came directly out of the Joint Chiefs of Staff office, Pentagon war planning. And if you think they won't kill a soldier to keep PR down, then you're living on another planet. But regardless, he was fragged, and it was covered up. So we'll go over what really happened with Pat Tillman. And then WorldNet Daily attacked me with a cover story. Their top story Friday and all of yesterday was that this could have something to do with the hacking. I don't know. I did get some threats over this story about Pat Tillman. They're very upset right now that we're defending the Republic and that we will never stop. See, we're the actual patriots, folks. We're the actual good guys. We're actually trying to stop the country going to the North American Union. So that's coming up. Oh, and speaking of the North American Union, new documents released about how the government's trying to keep it secret from the public. That's right. We have the actual letter. Now mainstream news. But they're telling us the New World Order doesn't exist, and The NAU doesn't exist and the EU doesn't exist. The defense of liberty. Let me get back.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I do want to thank News Radio 590 KLBJ, where we syndicate this broadcast out of, and the GCN Radio Network that does the actual syndication in association with Emmis. By the way, I have a great cover story on Ron Paul in this month's Texas Monthly, pretty much endorsing him. Ron Paul is gaining steam. I know Trey Kincaid, and they're running the show, certainly is constantly wearing Ron Paul gear. All right, we're about to go to the Browns, and we've got the economy really teetering on the edge of going thermonuclear. It isn't just a collapse. It will explode. This will make the Depression look like a tea party. Everybody feels the tension. Even people who aren't politically abreast of the situation, who aren't cued in, go, man, I'm feeling something. I've had like neighbors just walk up and go, aren't you feeling something? Trey, have you seen folks that are out there saying that they're feeling something? Because, I mean, everywhere I go, people feel the tension, and they don't know why, but it's kind of like mice know when a tornado's coming a day before it even hits, or, you know, snakes know, or groundhogs know and take shelter. You know, we've got that same innate understanding deep in us that all is not going well.
When my dad votes votes Libertarian after voting Republican for like 30-something years, I tend to notice a change in the air.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, there's those manifestations as well. But then what's happening with the economy? We're going to go to the Browns here in just a moment. I'll hold them over to the next segment. But let me just read this article put out by Paul Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. People were up all night long getting the sites back up to the little hackers who went in and expertly did a whole bunch of mischief. Shots fired at Browns, probable attempt at provocation. Now, 11 o'clock at night, roughly, Eastern. I'm off working on my film Endgame and missed the phone calls from folks there at the property. But I did get them after I'd gotten off air. But all of that's a side issue. I have a problem going over my news show when I tell a story because I start imaging everything. But they heard more than 30 shots fired. Down in what they call the Beaver Dam or the little swamp right behind their house. I talked to Danny Riley, who's out on the property, who was already grabbed once. This was in the news. This is admitted. Tasered, shot at, just for walking a dog on the property. Then they kidnapped him. Then they claimed they hadn't. Then they admitted they lied. I mean, this came out in the news. This was national news. I mean, this is what the feds are doing. And he pulled up to the property yesterday afternoon, and the police chief of the town was parked there staring at him crosswise blocking the driveway to their rural home off the main road. And then he just floored it and fishtailed, spraying gravel and driving through the grass, leaving huge black streak marks. And they called the police department. They said, yeah, the chief was doing that so he could tell when people were driving across the property. The screech marks are his new tire marking system. He's mad that somebody stole his car numbering system. Somebody had, you know, put those cables across the road the cops had with the boxes, and some video crews had actually gotten tape of that. Local film crew headed up by some great folks had gone and done that, Terry Melton. And so we shot video of that weeks ago. And a few weeks ago, they had this the concert, you could call it, to draw attention to the Browns and the private nature of the IRS as a collection agency or the private Federal Reserve, and now juries are actually ruling over and over again. The IRS is now losing in court over and over again as this comes out. In fact, that's mainstream news just today. I wanted to go over later. So all of this is happening, and all of this is developing. And while they're having this day-long party with about 300 people there, and by the way, I was here in Austin. I happened to tune in on a video feed via a cell phone, great technology, and watch in crisp video quality. I'm going, oh, look, there's a rock band playing, Poker Face. And then all of a sudden, from behind the trees, a Homeland Security helicopter rises up like a movie. And this was all photographed and videoed. It's all over the web. You can go to PrisonPlanet.com and link through the stories that have it, the still photos of it and video clips. And so this goes on for like an hour. I'm at my office eating dinner on a Saturday night. We're working on Endgame. We're all basically speechless watching this helicopter. Then it starts flying like 30 feet over the party with flashing lights on, wanting somebody to shoot at them, wanting to provocateur something, okay? Wanting the feds, to go in, I guess. The feds want someone to shoot at them so that then they can come in and have some conflagration, I guess, with 300 people that were there. So clear intimidation, clear provocateuring, very provocative action. There's no other way to see this. And it was in the local news that, yeah, the feds were flying over with a helicopter. This was crazy. Now they're blocking the street. They screech out in front of people. They've already tasered Danny and then kidnapped him and told him he was going to be an informant for him or he'd go to prison. Then he said no. Then they released him. Now they screech out. Now they fire 30-something shots. And then Jim, who's pulled his trailer onto the property, he just goes by Jim. after this happens, somebody runs up and bangs on the side and then runs off. I mean, folks, let me tell you why the feds are doing this. They're doing this to try to provocateur somebody to shoot back at them. But in their cost-benefit analysis, so they can then move in and claim, you know, they're a bunch of nuts. But in the cost-benefit analysis, because I've studied past actions of the FBI at Waco and Ruby Ridge and countless other Wounded Knee 2 and, you know, the modern Wounded Knee, all these other examples, they're doing this up in New Hampshire and Plainfield so that people put out headlines, and I'm not blaming them, but this is the type of headlines that were out on the web last night. Where is my stack? Oh, it doesn't matter. I've got so many articles here, I can't even find it. Here it is. Red alert. Shots fired. Browns under attack. And you know, everybody just goes crazy. But see, you've only got so many cylinders in that InfoWar gun. If it continues to do that over and over again, see, when it finally really happens, people won't respond as much as they would have. And this is probing. Here's an example, then we'll go to Edna Lane Brown, who I really appreciate being on hold waiting to come on, because this is very important to hear directly from them. I studied the invasion of Panama in 89, and I even saw this on the History Channel, but I'd already studied it in Army manuals that they put out at West Point. For 6 months before they invaded, the U.S. landed helicopters, took them off, flew over them, did troop insertions, took them out, until finally the Panamanian Defense Forces just stood down when the real attack came. Oh, that's another drill. And the drills got more and more hectic, more and more abusive, more and more out of control. So this is before the Germans started the war with the Poles. They would march up and down and fire their guns in the air and have cross-border skirmishes and provocations before World War II started. It's the same thing. And so that's why we've got to be very careful that we report the facts as they come out. We have to be very careful that we also not call for violence, because that's what the New World Order wants, to then neutralize a political discussion and a political movement that is winning. When Congress now has 12% approval ratings and Dick Cheney has a 10% approval rating, the New World Order is in trouble. Okay? When the North American Union has a 1% approval rating in major polls, they're in trouble. When the CFR put out a report 2 days ago on their website, this is the group that openly swears to destroy the U.S. They openly say it, but they run the government. They want to destroy our sovereignty. They say that globalism is imploding and everyone now is waking up to them and hating them. I meant to talk about that today, but now all this other news is taking place. So we're having victories. We'll be right back with Ed and Lane Brown. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Lurky elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are remove without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms? You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct the posture to relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. That's spelled SACROWEDGY.com or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a result, it was announced that China had displaced the United States as the epicenter.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
That's right, my friends, waging war on corruption. So again, you've got Edna Lane Brown. She's a dentist. He's a successful contractor, $2 million house. They, for years, wrote letters to the IRS saying, "We hear that you're a private collection agency for an offshore corporation," which, by the way, they are. That's documented. That's now coming out in federal and state court. It's all a big scam. We didn't have it until 1913. People didn't have to pay it until the 1950s, and it was 2% then. And so they found out about this scam, this hoax. And the feds have said they're going to come in there, and then they claim they weren't. But now, helicopters over their property, tasering people for no reason, peeling out in police cars, firing automatic weapons in their direction. Man, this is incredible. And we're going to go ahead and go to Elaine Brown with Ed there in the wings. Elaine, we're all praying for you up there, but I tell you, this is becoming quite a saga.
Unfortunately, it is, Alex, yes. And we certainly appreciate all your prayers and all your support. We're very, very grateful. And, of course, we're all fighting the same fight here. We all have a different ways of fighting it, and this is the stand we have taken.
Absolutely. Just in a nutshell, go through what happened to Danny Riley yesterday afternoon and then what happened last night. I mean, just as much detail as you can give us, Elaine.
You're talking about the shooting at Danny?
Let's start with him seeing the police chief and then move on from there.
Okay, yeah. Danny had gone into town, and on his way back, when he got up to our driveway, he found the Plainfield police car sitting across our driveway, blocking our driveway, and Chief Gordon Gillins was in the vehicle. As Danny came up, he backed his patrol car up and allowed Danny to come in. So we called the police department. And Chief Gillen said that he was there putting markings on the road that we would not be able to see because someone had removed the car counter from the bottom of our road the day of the concert that we had a couple of weeks ago.
Now going back, and I do remember seeing video of that car counter, but nobody that at least I've talked to removed that. Elaine, now, so you're being friendly towards the local police chief. I talked to Danny last night, and this morning he said that the guy violently screeched out of there.
Right. He actually photographed the marks that he made tearing up the gravel road as he peeled out. And
then they admitted that he did that to, quote, mark the road. Yes.
Right. So they could count the tire marks crossing his skid marks coming in here. Well, that's
why? I mean, why is he acting crazy? I mean, you have folks, I've seen it, a helicopter at 30 feet, okay? I'm not exaggerating. You know, at times it was at 200, but other times it was below the trees, very dangerous, at night, then it turned its lights off at night.
Shining lights into our living room windows, and,
let's be clear, because I was watching it on a live link video, but you saw it in person. It showed up at about 7:30, near dusk, flew around until it got dark.
No, actually, Alex, they were here from about 1:30 to 9:30.
Okay, I was just never able to see him until...
Well,
didn't they get closer and fly right over you, though, once it got...
They were very, very low at
times. Talk about Star Trek-type technology. Star Trek-type technology. I'm just sitting here in Austin going, hey, let's see how the concert's going. And I click on the Internet, and there's a live feed, you know, via cell phone Internet connection. And then literally, like on cue, like the program started, here comes the helicopter from behind the trees. But go ahead.
So early in the evening, Ed called the Lebanon airport to tell them to tell the helicopter, the Homeland Security people, that they had best leave by 9:30 because we were going to be setting off firecrackers, fireworks at that time, and we wouldn't want to have them in harm's way. So we thanked them very much for the air show and for the security. And then at actually 9:38, they did pull out.
I did see in the darkness until about 9:30 your time that there was the silhouette of the helicopter flying around.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they turned their lights off. They flew down behind your house, literally below the trees. How close to the ground did they get? It looked like 30 feet to me.
Yeah, they were just over treetops at some point. Yeah,
I saw a video of them below trees. I mean, that was, but I guess there's kind of a hill behind your house, so maybe they were behind the hill, so they weren't that low.
Well, we're on a hill, so, you know, it depends where they're at.
I mean, I'm seeing a helicopter fly below trees. I'm going, man, this is crazy. Okay, so we got this insanity endangering the helicopter pilot's life. We just saw those news choppers crash this week and kill everybody. A great tragedy. We've got the feds running around endangering your lives. And we've already had him taser Danny a few months ago when this all started, and then kidnap him and try to make him lie and later admit they had done it. Where does it go from here with what happened last night?
Well, if they're trying to provoke us into doing the first strike, they're going to be very disappointed, Alex. We have stated from day one we will always be in a defensive position. We will never fire unless we are attacked. Then we will defend. And they can provoke all they want, but that's not going to change at all.
Well, that's certainly good. Can you give us the ballpark time that this all happened and the chain of events as carefully as you can so we can glean any details that are in our ongoing investigation?
It started about 11:15 last night. We heard shots, about 30, 35 shots coming from down the bottom of the hill behind our house where our beaver pond is. And shortly thereafter, we started hearing noises in the woods and around the perimeter of our cleared area. And that went on pretty much all night. And then a couple of times...
what type of noises? Roughly how many shots? I know you've said more than 30, but...
About 30, 35, somewhere in there, yeah.
Okay, and then noises. Describe those noises.
Right. Noises of something in the bushes around our house in the woods.
So crunching around, or crashing around?
Well, kind of crashing around. We saw a couple of areas today where the grass or the ferns and such were all crushed down as if someone had been lying there.
So basically, it wasn't just the sound of somebody walking around. It was like they had sticks throwing them or really trying to...
They were crashing through, running through, not trying to be quiet, certainly. And two different times someone banged on Jim's RV and started rocking it back
okay.
and forth.
Now, Elaine, you know I've been very measured throughout this whole saga, and my goal is to get you, you know, out of this safely and to have them obey the law and stop
right.
violating
right.
you, and also wouldn't take any pleasure in Fez getting killed because they're
right.
just, you know, they're
right.
just brainwashed minions and, as your
yep.
husband said, mercenaries of the
yep.
New World Order. I mean, the New World Order
yep.
could care less about them. The New World Order would actually like to have some martyr cops. That is not what I, so I actually, it's not that I just don't want them to get hurt. I actively, you know, care about them. Not as much as I care about you, but I do not want them to be used as martyrs, and I do
right.
care about
right.
their families.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just go through a chain of events here. We had sophisticated hacks done last night, not just of our websites, but of wearechange.org, but also prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, jonesreport.com, with backdoors into mainline state-of-the-art software with command codes. That happened, A. That happened 20 minutes before. Tell me again, because I've gotten from talking to different folks, roughly what time did this happen Eastern time?
11:15.
Okay, at approximately 10:50, your time, that is when PrisonPlanet.com, We Are Change. These aren't owned by the same people. We Are Change is Luke Radowski. I mean, he's mm-hmm. a protege, but the point is that they know he's affiliated with me, and so they went after him, shut him down, and did that because they know that he's been reporting live out there very often. They shut us down. I think they may have been trying to cause a major provocation and kill you guys, and they didn't want us getting the news out to then get, because the feds have said PrisonPlanet.com has brought the majority of the support. There's been a lot of other great sites, but, you know, we've got the elephant gun, they got BB guns in the info war. I wish there were more elephant guns out there. People aren't willing to do the work that it takes to do that. But the point is that you add that together with the helicopter, with the cars, with all of this, and also the Genesis Network and others got 500-plus prank calls last night trying to shut the phone lines down. This was a huge concerted effort and definitely federal in nature. And we may have had some idiot hackers who don't even know they're being provocateur, but that's the snowball flash mob system the Pentagon's been testing to actually try to manipulate the web to their aims. We'll be right back. Stay with us, Elaine Brown.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way with the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack. This is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life again with the Diabetic Pack.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Ed and Elaine Brown. Ed can pop in anytime he'd like. Coming up, did the government kill Pat Tillman? We know he was murdered, but was he politically murdered for a reason? We'll be going over that in the next hour. Also, what's happening with the economy, the North American Union, and a lot more. This Pat Tillman situation is huge, as well as your calls. Going back to Elaine Brown there with the ongoing standoff, now going for several months in Plainfield, New Hampshire, the Live Free or Die state, one of the states where the Revolutionary War started over unjust taxation. The feds are doing everything they can to get somebody to shoot at the helicopter, to shoot at the police, to now, no doubt, I mean, they're out in a very rural area, not a lot of people around them, somebody running around firing 30-plus shots, banging on people's trailers that are out there in support of them, crashing around, trying to get them to shoot at them so they can go in and force. Elaine, do you agree with that analysis?
Absolutely. Right on.
Why do you think they, do you agree with my report on why they took down our websites last night?
Well, it's just too coincidental. You know, it just paints a picture of a concerted effort.
By the way, I mean, we have technical problems two or three times a year. We're not perfect. We get a lot of traffic. And we don't blame it on being hacked when that happens. We have where they came in and did it. This is absolute open and shut. These little creatures came in and did this to us, and they did it to other sites affiliated with us that report on you guys. That's what's key, Elaine.
Right, right. Are you still down, Alex?
No, we were. See, we had backup servers that we were able to shift over to, but then you got to get IT people on that, and other things are happening. But then they also did some things there. It gets complex. This was
I just want to assert here that I had of the many calls we've had today, you know, the dozens of people who have come by today. I had a call from Jack McLean, Alex.
Yes.
Which was good news. And he has, I know in the past he has tried many times to have a conversation with our Sheriff Prozo, but Sheriff Prozo has never been available.
That's right. He's a Vietnam veteran, most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona, cop of the year twice, found out about the world government takeover plan, and he's been fighting them for 27 years.
Right.
And he helped in the Ruby Ridge siege, for those that don't know.
And a couple of weeks ago, I was told by someone who had a rather lengthy conversation with Sheriff Prozo that he has decided he would be amenable to speaking with Jack McClain.
Oh, good. So Jack called you, or have they talked
to
you?
Right, and I gave Jack that message today and asked him if he still has a way of contacting Sheriff Richard Mack, if he could ask Sheriff Mack to call Sheriff Prozo, and he did agree to do that.
Or Sheriff Mack's the sheriff who shot down the Brady Bill, but the feds continue to enforce it. Yeah,
of course, when he threw the feds out of his county, that went to court, and he did win his case that he does have, you know, the jurisdiction over the feds in his county. So that's all tough.
That is a huge plus.
Yeah.
How tense did it get in those morning hours? How long did the shooting and crashing go on for?
Well, the shooting only lasted for maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But the crashing kind of was on and off all night long until maybe about 6 o'clock.
Well, that's Waco, where they had the sound machines and the banging
exactly.
and the
yeah.
chanting monks and the
yeah.
sounds of dying rabbits. And Time Magazine yeah. reported they brought in Russians with some type of a special mind control beam. Folks,
yeah.
I'm not kidding. Type Russians at Waco into Google, mainstream newspapers. You cannot make this type of stuff up. And they're out there doing a psych warfare job on you, and
yeah.
I think they thought
yeah.
from their assessment that you were going to open up on them and that they were going to get to come in there and have a slaughter.
Right.
But it looks like that, again, you guys did the right thing.
Yep, and we will continue to do that.
Now, I've gotten different reports that it's, I mean, you can tell which way guns are aimed, that these shots, that some of the shots could be heard streaking through the air, you know, the
No, that's not true.
Okay, so it was just a boom, boom, boom.
Yes. And not automatic, semi-automatic.
Okay, so it's pow, pow, pow. And
yes.
So for those that don't know, a pow, pow, pow means it's close up and hitting its target close up or fired into the ground. A means that you've got, you know, long-range shooting generally.
Yeah. So, but people started coming in here about 8 o'clock this morning, but it has not stopped. We've had people coming in. Four gentlemen arrived about 2 hours ago from Michigan. We've got a beautiful family of five who stopped by. They're from Virginia. A young man from Texas came by. What is it, Texas? We must have had half the population of Texas here these past 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know,
what
I mean,
few Texans there are left like to stand up to tyranny, yeah.
So we've had a real busy day, a very uplifting day, Alex. People are just rallying to our support and just so heartwarming. And it's such a wonderful, positive thing to see, and hopefully Ron Paul can pull this off and make our country all better again.
Well, you know, Ron Paul has spoken out about and compared you guys to Gandhi and Martin Luther King and Jesus, because saying no to the tyranny is what it's all about. That's
absolutely.
Land of the free, home of
yes.
the brave, not land of the surveilled cowards.
Yep.
Anything else you'd like to add? Could Ed pop on for a moment, Elaine?
Ed is surrounded by about 13 people right now.
That's fine. Don't go bother
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
I would like to, on my syndicated show tomorrow, maybe in the first 30 minutes of the show, to have you pop in and repeat, recap, and also add any new developments, Elaine. Tell folks about a couple of the blogs you have where people can visit and get your side of the story.
Okay. Same time? What time?
Yeah, let me just get you guys on at 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 Central.
Okay, that works. Okay.
Fantastic. And okay. Which particular blogs or MySpace accounts are the best for folks to check out what you're having to say?
Man, I haven't been able to get computer access in so long. I don't even know what's up anymore.
Well, we got a link to a bunch of them.
Yeah, there's MySpace, of course, and Show Me the Law, Show Ed the Law, Make the Stand. I guess those are all websites that can...
All right. Well, Elaine Brown and the ongoing standoff there outside Plainfield, New Hampshire. Our prayers go with you. Thank you for joining us.
Okay. Talk to you tomorrow by 12:30.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. There goes Elaine Brown. Imagine with the feds saying they could come in at any time. And she's up there with supporters from all over the country, but predominantly from Texas because of the hotbed of resistance to tyranny that we see here. But it's also because this state is in the jaws of the North American Union integration right now with the traitor Perry busily destroying our sovereignty. When we come back, I'm going to get directly into Pat Tillman, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, let me just start now by reading a few paragraphs from an article that Paul Watson did up on PrisonPlanet.com. Now, I thought when we first got hacked last night, it was 1 in the morning when I found out about it, and I called my IT guy, and he was up, and I thought it was this, and then I began learning about all the stuff that was happening with the Browns and checking my voicemail and getting on the phone and talking to them. I thought we'd been hacked when I found out it was a hack because of this Pat Tillman thing, because we got some threats and big news sites attacking us over it. Because first off, they lied and said he died literally fighting bin Laden. Then it turned out there wasn't any enemy for 50 miles away. Then it turned out he wasn't 100 yards or 300 yards. He was 50 yards. Then it was 20 yards. Then it was 10 yards. Then it turns out he said it's Pat Tillman. They still shot him. Then they shot him more. He said it's Pat Tillman. He put his hand up. They shot his hand. And they just walked right up and shot him in the forehead. And he was fragged. He was murdered. That's not Alex Jones. That's Associated Press, hidden right there in the body of the article Friday. It had already been the San Francisco Chronicle a year ago. I talked to Kevin Tillman, his brother. My producer talked to him at length about a year ago. He kept saying he'd come on the show, and I guess he got so much heat from the media, he ended up changing his number. We haven't been able to get back in touch with his brother who served with him in the Army Rangers. But I mean, his brother said, yeah, we think they fragged him. We think it came from the top. But that was off record at the time. Now his mother has come out and said she believes they killed him. And so we're able to now talk about that. That the family believes they killed him. I kind of hinted at that a year ago from our contact with him. But now we have the Army coroner saying they believe he was murdered. Now we have the Army colonel above him who first said he was murdered. But then the general who just got demoted, lost a star from 3 stars to 2. He needs to be indicted, court-martialed. You see, the good old boys wrote articles all over the place saying, all right, he got killed in friendly fire, so we lied and said he died fighting Al-Qaeda. Let's give this hero a good... lying's good. See, once you start that, the government's going to lie to you about the dollar's worth, or about the stock market, or about inflation, or the daycare is going to lie to you about your children, or the school is. See, lying isn't good. Somehow you accepted, America, that lying was good. Lying is not good. Constantly lying, lying, lying. Who wants to be around a bunch of liars? I want to be around truth tellers. The point is, society falls apart when you get a bunch of lying. And I don't mean lying saying your wife looks good in something she doesn't. I mean lying about serious issues, okay? That's what I'm talking about. Because the liars like to say, well, you know, you don't tell your wife she looks bad when she does. And see, you lie too. You lie about everything. No, that's not... That's being polite, folks. We're talking about lying about serious issues. It's not acceptable. And we know when we start the next hour, I'm going to get into what happened with Jessica Lynch. Because you've got to understand the history of murders for political purposes. Then into Pat Tillman. I've been telling you for 2 years this was political. Now it's admitted. And what is this going to mean as this gets out? Because they can't shut this down. They murdered him. The question is, did it come from an order on top, or did his unit decide to frag him? Well, the unit wouldn't make a decision like that. It has all the evidence of being covered up at the top. And so, yeah, 95% chance this came directly from the White House. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear.